In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So have you ever had an experience where it was so amazing, or so funny, or so whatever, that you just couldn't wait to go and tell somebody about it? And you get there, and you tell them, and like the point is totally missed. The words can't really truly describe what exactly happened. You know, you try to convey it, it's just not working. And that's how I kind of feel about today's gospel, that the words, even though they're beautiful, can't possibly convey what happened that day with the disciples. It just doesn't give it justice. Here we have the disciples, and they go up on top of a mountain. And Jesus reveals his true nature to them. And he does it in a way that they understand, having a Moses and Elijah come. And Peter is in such awe that he wants to capture it, like a photograph almost. Wants to capture it and to hold on to it. And he offers to make dwellings so they all can stay. And he can maybe, you know, he just doesn't understand what's happening, and maybe he can share it with others. And Jesus is kind of like, no, that's not the way it works. And as they disappear and they go down the mountain together, as Moses and Elijah disappears later and they go down that mountain, Jesus says that his true nature will be revealed to others in due time. It'll be after his death and resurrection. And so, even though the words, even though they're beautiful, don't give it justice of what happened on that day, we tell the story year after year. We tell it every year. And I think we do that to invite us to have a conversation of, or to think about and to pray about who Jesus really is. To encounter Jesus and have Jesus reveal his true nature to us year after year. And to invite us to look in our own lives of where the epiphanies have been. Where has Jesus revealed his nature to you? Think back in your life for just a moment and think about times where it's dawned on you. It's like the frying pan hit you in the head. Oh my goodness, I know who Jesus is. For me, I had one such moment like that when I met with Bishop Curry, one of the first times I met with him as a postulant or thinking about being a priest. And Jesus leaned over in his deep voice and said, "So who is Jesus for you?" Just like that. And I was like, I was expecting the question, but you know, we Anglicans really don't like to talk about Jesus, do we? And I kind of knew what I was going to say, but it didn't happen that way. The words came out of my mouth, and at this point, I don't even know exactly what I said, but the words came out of my mouth, and they either came from way deep in my heart or outside of me. They just came out unexpectedly. And when I thought about it after they were already out of my mouth, I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I believe. And so I ask you today, have you ever had a moment like that? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever asked Jesus to reveal his true nature to you? Here inside the office and at the vestry retreat, we've been reading Dallas Willard, who's a theologian. And he really asked us to seriously rethink Jesus. You see, we're in a cultural time where Jesus, everybody knows who Jesus is. You say Jesus, they have an image of Jesus, right? And there's this basic cultural understanding of who Jesus is. But this Jesus, this cultural understanding of Jesus, tends to be really flat. Sometimes he's superhuman. Or sometimes he's human, a really smart human who understands morals and was a really good person and close to God. That's sometimes part of that Jesus. And then sometimes he's a mystical creature. And in all those cases, the Jesus, the cultural Jesus we know, tends to be historical. Somebody who lived. But, you know, really not that relevant for today, in today's life. Except when we're doing moral judgments or things like that. Or ethical understandings. And I wonder, why do we do that? Why do we have this cultural understanding of Jesus that's really flat? And maybe it's because, you know, secretly I'm kind of like Peter, where I want to capture Jesus. I want to hold on to the sense of who he is. I want to say I got it. But Jesus isn't like that. Jesus is more like an onion. You just got to peel layer after layer and you decide there's more and more. And you can go deeper and deeper. And maybe my entire life I'll never truly understand who Jesus is. But Dallas Willard really pushes us to think about Jesus as the Son of God. And if Jesus is the Son of God, shouldn't he be a part of our everyday life? So think about that for a second. Jesus is human, fully human. So Jesus knows what it's like to be human, to feel the pain, to experience the joy. But Jesus is God. So Jesus knows God, everything since the beginning of time. And those two are together. So if that's the case, Jesus understands what it's like to be me, to be in my heart, to know where I should go in my life, even to look at problems that aren't necessarily ethical or moral issues, where I should go in my career. So if that's the case, that Jesus is truly the Son of God, he understands why we get up in the morning, why we're here on earth, and how we should treat our neighbors. Even how to express joy and sorrow. You know, this Sunday is an important marker in our church calendar. We are on the last Sunday of Epiphany. It's the Sunday where we think again, who is this Jesus? And the entire church takes a turning point. In the story of Jesus, this Sunday, the Transfiguration, marks the middle point between Jesus' baptism and the cross. We understand who Jesus is. I mean, we are really struggling to figure out who Jesus is. And then we're going to turn in Lent and work out what happens then. So Jesus is the Son of God, now what? That's what Lent can be about. What does discipleship mean? How has he called us to be a part of God's dream for us, the kingdom of God? So today I ask for you to really open your heart and your mind for Jesus to be revealed to you again. Think about it. Ask God to reveal Jesus to you, to show his true nature to you. I also invite you to share that with each other and your family, because Jesus can be a part of that too. Let us pray. Jesus, who are you? Be in our hearts and minds. And reveal your truth to us as we walk day to day. In your name we pray. Amen.